Good evening. Tonight I'd like to read some poems from a collection. The collection is entitled The Chronicles of Ichnan. I'm a mystic. I have a strong religious faith that encompasses a lot of things that most religions don't. I believe the universe is a wondrous place, and I believe one of the reasons that we are here is to learn, and that we will continue to learn for the rest of our lives and long thereafter. Well, I set out several years ago to write down some of the things that I learned, quite a lot of years ago, in fact, 50. And I've been writing them since. And I put them in the form of not so much a poem, but a tale, using rather archaic language to set the mood. The tale takes place either in the distant past or in the far future, or both, because after all, time is a circle. As I say, it's called The Chronicles of Ichnan. The first poem is a prologue to set the scene. Then I'm going to read a set of four that come substantially later on in the journey that Ichnan sets out to in his learning process. The four go together to form a story arc. The first is called Idandares, the second, Spray Skimmer, the third, The Reef, and the fourth, Idandare and Idandaras. From the Chronicles of Ichnan. And it came about in the Age of Miracles that one Ichnan set out upon his search for true meaning. Mighty of stature was Ichnan, with steel-thewed arms and far-seeing eyes that were at once mirthful and sad. Now in those days the earth did abound with all manner of strange things, and mankind, but an upstart on the galactic face, was most content to hide. And it came to pass in the dead of night, as the sky was torn asunder by the storm god, that the presence did first visit Ichnan and awaken his spark to a thirst for understanding. Only then did Ichnan gird himself about and, grasping his weapons, begin his journey into the void.